We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yosef, four lines from the top. We're continuing to answer a stira between two Mishnayos in the same parak. In our Mishnah over here in Daf Samach Amud Beis, it says that when you chayiv avodah zarah is actually when you worship the avodah zarah, that's when you chayiv. Mishnah later on is mashma, there's someone convinced you to do it, but it says once you agree and you say, I'm going to do it, you're ready chayiv misa. So it's a stira, two mishnai. So far we have two terutzim, and now we'll go to more terutzim. I'm Rav Yosef. All right, I actually stopped in the middle of Gemara before. It says, Menah Aminila. The Rav Yosef before the next teretz is a Menah Aminila of Rav Yosef says, Menah Aminila, how do I know this halacha? So I stopped before the next teretz is a Bayez teretz, we're in the middle of Gemara where Rav Yosef's teretz. Rav Yosef's teretz is that there's a Yochid HaNisis and Kam Rav HaNisis. There's a chilul between a Yochid HaNisis and your Rav HaNisis. And the Torah says that when it's a Yochid, then just saying it is enough to be Chai. When it's a Rav, we say a prior change of mind. So I'm Rav Yosef, no Amila, what's a riot to myself? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk that if someone convinces you to do a Zara, loy soy v'aloy, v'loy sishmai alav. Don't listen to him. Ha'ova v'shama, but if you listen, it's Chai. So what's the Raya? So the Raya is, like the Rav explains, that's mashma dafka by yochid of avashama is enough chayiv. Because here it says, lo yisoy v'aloy, lo yisishma yalov is loshen yochid, and there it says, ha of avashama chayiv. So the diak is, the of avashama alone is chayiv dafka by yochid and not by rab. That's the raya to Rav Yosef. So esve abaya, mishani, bein nisis, the rab, nisis, the yochid. Is there a chilek between a group that gets convinced or a yochid gets convinced? But I'm going to show you, there's no difference. By the time we're in a braisa, it says in the pasuk, ki sisicha achicha ben imecha ibincha abitcha ishrekecha urecha asher b'kavshecha b'seis lemin nelcha v'navdil him acherim asher lo yedata ata v'avisecha. It says there a pasuk that someone convinced the elam to go do avodah zarah and actually lands up in the ir and hadachas. And it says in this braisa, contrasting the difference between the ir and hadachas, which is a whole city that got convinced, and a yachid that got convinced. So zok the braisa, that echad yachid anisis v'echad rabban asasim, They're both chayiv. There's a mesis and there's a nisis. Everyone's chayiv. But hoitzi akos of yochid mechlal rabin, rabin mechlal yochid. But there's a difference between yochid and a rabin and a rabin and a yochid. Why? Yochid mechlal rabin. Yochid is different than when a rabin does a varizar. Lahachmer al gufoy. To machmer on his guf, which means he gets skilo. But if a yochid does a varizar, you don't do anything to his mammon. Rabbi Michal Yochid is the Hokal Gufam. They get Saif instead of Skila. So they get a more cooler dig in Misa. But the Mamoin gets destroyed. So Bahom Milsa Hudashani. These are the differences between Yochid and the Rabbim. Ava Bachol Mili Kadodin. Everything else is the same. So Abaya's question is that according to Rabbi Yosef, he said there's a difference between a Rabbim getting convinced and a Yochid getting convinced. You know what the difference is? If saying I'm going to do is enough. Yoch is saying I'm doing an office chayiv. A rabbin not. That was a very terms. Frank Dabai, I have a braisa that contrasts the difference in yoch and rabbin. Only says two differences. Differences like this. That by a yochid you get a skilo, and by a rabbin they get saif. Nafmi number two is, by a yochid your mammon is saved, by a rabbin your money gets destroyed. It's the only difference I know. Rav Yosef says a new difference. If he's saying something, enough. What's the question? Yeah. So that's the nafkamino between the two things. There's a kasha of Yosef. Is that in nafkamino? So Elam Abaya, a third teretz to the kasha. This will be a third teretz to the stira habraisis. He's a different than Rav Yosef. A third teretz. Elam Abaya, kam benisas piatzmoi, kam benisas peacherim. That the difference is like this. That one's a case where you no one is convincing you. You decide yourself that you're going to go do avodah zarah. In that case, it's not enough. A little bit the opposite of a svara of Yosef, not mamish, but a little bit of a different svara. That nispi atzmai means the case of the Mishnah Samach Beis is the guy himself decides to do avodah zarah. Then you got to do it lemaisa. Mashenka, the Mishnah Samach Zion, which you spoke out, as we talk about a mesis, there the nisis, the guy getting convinced, is already chayiv mashas offering to do it. When he decides himself, he'll back out maybe. You know, he's not sure about it. If someone's convinced him, he will be convinced and he'll do it for sure. So he says, I'm going to do it, it's enough. So that's the teretz, a new teretz. Armor is talking about the guy himself. Later on to a mesis, someone convinced him. How do I know my din is chilek? The chsiv, it's in the pasuk. Which is mashma of avashama. If you listened, you're chayim already. And what's the raya? And the raya is that it says it dafka by mesis, like the maram. Same maram we spoke about before. Maram explains the raya is like this: that since that pasuk loisoyv aloy ismar talking about mesis, it says loisoyv aloy loisishmar aloy sachayser inichal aloy sachmar aloy chaslav. Don't have rachmanasim. Don't listen. So it says that pasuk by a mesis. So there you have a din that listening alone in iksu chayiv. Mashenkin by a guy who saw himself there, he's only chayiv if he actually goes ahead and does it, not if he just listens. So that's teres number three. We have three truths already. We have the first teres, and then we have Rav Yosef, and we have Abaye. Omar Rava. So Rava says no, not like this. Rava Omar, idi v'idi benisa piyasma. Idi v'idi benisa piyacher. Both cases are by mesis, and the difference is like this. Hod amale. Kach echeles, this is what the Vezara eats, kach shoyses, what it drinks, kach mativa, this is what it does good for you, kach maria, this is what it does bad to the other gods. That's, he spoke that out. If he spoke that out, then the guy is convinced. Then just saying, I'm going to do it, it's enough. Had loy amalei, kach echeles, kach shoyses. He didn't give him the whole report, so then he'll back out. Rav is saying, you have to give him all the details. Give him all the details, and he says, you know, yes, I'm going to do it, then he's chayv. Mashiach, our Mishnah is talking about a case where he did not tell him all the different things, therefore, only if he actually worships the Vezara, he's chayv. How do I know? The Chassid says in the pasuk, in that parasha actually of Mesis, it says Kisischa Chicha Benimecha, and the pasuk afterwards says Melehei Am Mashesh V'Yosechem Hakroiv Melecha or Chayim Melecha Mekseh Aretz Vekseh Aretz. That's what it says in the pasuk. So Menorah Mila Chassid Melehei Am Mashesh V'Yosechem Hakroiv Melecha Mali Kroiv Mali Chayim. What's the point saying Kroiv Im Chayim? What's it again? The close ones, the far ones. What's it again? Hakam Melei Mitivasam. The pasuk telling you like this. Which means like this, that just like he's telling you, this is a Zara, does magical things. He does everything, he reads your mind, he does this, that. So we tell Klai Yisrael, just like you know, that Pepsi bottle is right next to you, they're making it into a Zara, doesn't do that. The one doesn't do that either. The one far away doesn't do that either. There's no such thing. So my love, the Omele, Kach Chelz, Kach Shoyse, Kach Mativa, Kach Maria, it must have been you told him this whole report. That's what Pshat the Pasuk is telling you. Just learn from the Kroivim that what the Rechaikim is not true. So if you didn't tell him a whole report about it, what does it mean to say? The Pasuk obviously is talking about a case where the guy sold you a nice bill of goods there, so he sold you a good story, and then the Pasuk tells you, look at the Kroivim and see it's not true, and I'll know from the Rechaikim. That's what I'll see clearly. So Clark, this case, Yachayim.
Looking at the
crime, the Torah is telling you, why don't you do that? Torah is telling you that, but the guy, now listen, the guy, you know, this guy is a Rosh. Now let's do him. That's Torah is trying to give you a Musar. But such a case, that's the case of Mesis. Shema, you know, Mesis is a case where they tell you all about this. So that's the Rabbah's Torah. Both of them be Acher. Our Mishnah says you have to actually do it, it's because I didn't give you a whole report. The Mishnah of Samach Zayin says I gave you a whole Shvach, all the praises, then ever alone is Chai. That's Torah number four. We have five and six right now. Rav Ashi Omar, a whole new teretz. Rav Ashi Omar, Sefer B'Yisrael Mumar. Either Piatzma or Piacher, we're not getting involved. The Pashto Chilik. In our Mishnah, is talking about a good kosher Yisrael. If he says, I'm going to do it, maybe he's do tshuva still, until he actually does it. The case of the Mishnah Samuzayim, talking about a guy Yisrael Mumar. He's a guy who has a history already. The Mepharshim Shemesh, why didn't he kill him yet? He's high. He never got aid in the Asrah. But we know this guy is a real Oved Avodah Zarah. So since he is, by him, there's no reason to think that he's going to back out. If he says Evo, he's high already. That's Teres number five. Teres number six. Ravina Loizu Afsuk Tani. Avadi Chai Vamir Balma. Why don't I say Oved? Loizu Afsuk. Now the Chai Vamir, the next Mishnah says, he's Chai Vamir. Very geschmack and very clear. And that is the sugya of the steers and too much nice. Now we're going to another sugya, a new sugya. I'm going to finish this sugya of Metzachem today, and it goes to a few lines on Daf Samach Beis. Zok to Gemara, Itmar, Ha'oved, Oved, Avadas Chavim, Mahava Umegira, famous Machlokes, Abay Machayev Ron Pata. What does that mean? It means if someone you're doing Avodah Zarah because a person, either you like that person or you're scared of that person. For example, there's a president. The president Trump tells you, I have this very good smack of Avodah Zarah. My Oval Office, come visit me. When a service worship is very together. Now, either you're very good friends with Trump or you're scared of him. So you're going to go and do the Avodah Zarah. So either way, you do this Avodah Zarah. So are you chayev or not? So what's the machloikis? It means, Hamir means Mahavos Odom or Yuris Odom. That's what it means. Abayah Machayev, Vichayev Ramapotov. Abayah Machayev, Dapacha. Might see the Avodah Zarah. Rav Amar Pater, because he kavu lebel in eloy eloy. You're not doing this. You are worshiping Avodah Zarah for shame of Avodah Zarah, but I'm only doing it because the guy told me to, not because I really think this God has any powers. So therefore, he's Pater. Frank Tosis a bomba kasha. You have to ask, say this kasha. Sorry, say kasha. We know that the Gimel Chamurois are Horeg v'lo Yava. Where were on the Gimel Chamurois? The Avodah Zarah. That means if someone puts a gun to your head, it's service of Avodah Zarah, you got to get killed for it. So how can Rava say, Rava agrees to that halacha, so how can Rava say that you're Pater? It sounds like you have to kill yourself. So let's read Tosis inside. You just have to read Tosis inside. Look, Tosis. Top Tosis. Avga ben Tzarei Meir. Avada, if someone, President Trump, forces you to worship Avodah Zarah, you have to kill yourself. But let's say you don't. You couldn't halt such a sign. It's a very big huge sign. L'maisa, you're not chayiv misa for that. Because l'maisa, I did it mahav amira, not chayiv misa. But you still have to kill yourself. That's what the chayiv yourself killed. That's what. To have yourself killed, that's right. The person should kill you. But if you don't, it doesn't mean you're chayav misa. That's a teretz tosis. There is another teretz tosis. All the truths of it's a very big tumult of shayla. But we'll leave it with that. Some say even Abaye agrees to that yesoid that if you do it machbas sakonos misa, you also be potter. Abaye is talking about half a year of money. That's what we're talking about. That's what you're chayiv. That's what someone wants to say. Even a bayah. So only talking about half a year a moment. And that even there, Rava holds part of, because I'm not doing it because of the Avodah Zarah. I'm doing it because of half a year. But that's what Moshe learned. Okay, it's a very big sugya. But we're going to concentrate on our sugya and have different. A bayah is trying to bring three rayas to himself. Again, the Machlokes is a case where someone's serving Avodah Zarah because he's scared of someone. Is that chayiv or not? The bayah says a chayiv. Rava says part. So let's see the Gemara. A bayah tries to bring three rayas. The simon is Avad Yishtachave L'Mashiach. How do I know my halacha? The Tanai I'm learned in our Mishnah, which is last blot. It says in our Mishnah, what does the Oivid mean? You worship. What does that mean? So my love, echad Oivid mahavo miyira, or mizbeach mekata. Oivid is coming to marbe, even mahavo miyira. That's what Rabbi wanted to learn. That's what our Mishnah. So it's a raya, the Oivid mahavo miyira, yichayim. Rava amachloi, like a Yirmiyah's teretz was. A Yirmiyah's teretz was that an oivet means like this. An oivet is kedarka, the echad hamizabech mekat even shloik kedarka. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyah answered our Mishnah. That's not a raya. He learned the Mishnah the wrong way, and therefore Rava says it's not a raya. Amar bayim, not a raya. Vamar bayim, not a mila. How do I know? The time you learned to the brayis like this. The pasuk says, lois ishtacha velahem. It's a pasuk in the Aseres Hadibris. So it says, "L'shtachave lahem, lahem yata mishtachave, avat mishtachave la'odom." You can't mishtachave to those psalim, those avodah zarahs, but to a person, you could mishtachave. That's the price it says, "Avat mishtachave la'odom." K'mo yischa, a person like you let it bow down. Means you come and visit a king, you let it bow down to him. Yachal fil neva k'haman. Maybe you'd say even someone who is a neva like Haman, which means someone who made himself into avodah zarah like Haman Harasha. Are you allowed to bow down to him? Should not serve them. So the Brisa says clearly, you're not allowed to bow down to Haman because Haman is Avodah Zarah. It's a freak Abaya for Haman, Meira have a Nevad. No one really thought that Haman was a god. They had to worship Haman because Kikhen Tziva HaMelech. So it's clear that there's a Torah clues there in Avodah Zarah, Lois Avdin. The Brisa says that's Lois Avdin. So it's a Raya, Mamash Tabaya, Mamash first. The Brisa says that Haman goes to include Lois Avdim. Zakta Gemara Rava, not exactly. All it's shown in the pasuk is that a person can become a Avodah Zarah. We used Haman as an example because he's a person. But the Haman's case punct is a Havir, it's Takanat Chai. That's Rava's Teretz. Rava, Kahaman like Kahaman. Kahaman, the Yugufa is Chavim. That it's a person is the Avodah Zarah. But like Kahaman, but not Mamash Kahaman. Lilo Haman, Meira. But Haman, he did it Meira. But Hachalab, Meira. Here, in the case of the Brais, the Imechayiv is not by Yira. So Rav is saying, Avadi have to be Chayiv. You only Chayiv if you make the person into Avodah Zarah, you worship him Avodah Zarah. The Chiddush of the Pasuk, Lo Yisa Avdim, is that a person can become Avodah Zarah. And we use Haman as an example. Actually, Haman was not really Avodah Zarah. I can ask you, if Haman was really Avodah Zarah, like Rav says, so why didn't Mordechai bow down to him? So Tosafot over here asks the question. Tosafot says, because he had shlomim on his heart. He had hanging from shlomim, or because of kiddush Hashem. He has different truths and why Mordechai did not want to do it. That's for more for the perm tarot. But like upon him, now lemaisa we answer the second raya of Abaye. Now we're gonna go the third raya of Abaye. Oh my Abaye, mina aminala. Abaye says, how do I know I'm being a raya, I'm being another raya to myself? Now, in order to get the next raya, you have to have a little akdama. So, in the next raya, either you learn, start doing Shai Mikavecha Targum, you know, Parashas Ve'yikra, but if not, we'll suffice with this akdama. That, when someone does a Avera, there's Chayav Chatos, so there's a big difference who does the Avera. If a regular person, citizen, does the Avera, he brings a seiro or a kispa, he brings either a sheep, a female sheep, or a goat, female goat, for a chatas. That's the halacha of a regular yachid. If a kohen mashiach, which is a kohen gadol, does aveira, that is chayv chatas, it depends how it happens. If he forgets, helam dava means that he paskins wrong on the halacha, so then he brings a par. And this par, first of all, it's a whole different animal. It's also a chatas ha-primius. You spritz dam in the heichel. You don't burn it on the mizbeach. You burn it outside. It's a whole different type of carbon. The same chatas. It's not, he doesn't bring a regular chatas. He brings a whole different chatas par. And actually, if he's a shoygig, a different type of shoygig, which means not that he passed is wrong, he pashed, forgot what he was doing, what he was doing, then he doesn't bring any carbon, actually. He brings no carbon. He has a whole different din. That's the din of a kohen gadol. The same thing if there's a tzibur that does something together. If the tzibur, which means bezdin passes on a certain chaylev that it's mutter, and they're all over that isser, they don't bring a regular chatas, they bring a par helm davashel tzibur. And the loch is also a king, also brings, he brings a male goat, he also brings a different type of carbon. It's all different type of gabonis. Now the shayla is avodah zarah different? Is avodah zarah different? That's a question. That's all regular chatas. Is the chatas of avodah zarah different? That's the shayla. Because The reason why I think it's different is because we know that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, Vim nefesh achas techta b'shkogo does Avodah Zarah. So there, the we learn out from there in Parashat Shlach that all these three all bring the same, they all bring the same carbon. When it comes to the carbon of Avodah Zarah punk, the chatas, there, which actually the Kabbalah is not in Vayikra, that's in Shlach, there, they all bring the same carbon because the lashon vim nefesh achas sounds like all any type of nefesh. Just nefesh achas techta v'shkaga v'kriva is bas shnosa lechatos. And Rashi explains the vim nefesh. That means every nefesh, even all the different types that bring. That's Rashi over here explains that nefesh means echad melech echad kohen gadol. They all bring the same carbon when it comes to this chatas. So akaponim, so maybe, so what's the shayla? Shayla is, we just said that a kohen gadol has different type of mistake that he makes. Only if he makes a mistake in psak. That's the way we learned the kohen gadol. So what happens to Gabi Varizara? How does it work by Varizara? Does it also work that you have to have a special type of shaygig, or any shaygig is the same halacha? Because since you bring the same carbon as a regular citizen, maybe your shaygig is the same like a citizen. Again, by a regular chatos, as a chaylev, the only time he's chayev is only if he makes a mistake in psak, but not if he makes a mistake in maisa. But there he brings different carbon. Maybe by vizor, since he brings the same carbon, maybe there has a different halacha. So let's see now the braisa. He wants to bring a raya to himself about it. The time, look at the braisa. Koyim Mashiach, my vayez chavim. A koyim Mashiach, when it comes to vayezor. Rebbe, I'm a Meshigas Maisa. He brings a carbon, even Meshigas Maisa, which means he makes a mistake in the Maisa. But Koyim Rebbe, no, it's the same halacha like always by him. Behelim Dover. Dafka, if he makes a mistake in the Psak. Vishavim, they both agree, Shibis Seira Kayachid, that the carbon they bring for vayezor is a Seira, which is a female goat. Vishavin also that they brought Shem Bevin Oshem Tali. Both Rebbe and Chacham both agree that a Kohen Gadol does not bring an Oshem Tali. Why not? Because by Oshem Tali it says a Lashon Shaygig a few times, and we learn from there you have to always be a Shaygig. So if you're Rabbanon, it's very good because Rabbanon say that you never have Shigas Maisa by a Kohen Gadol. And according to Rebbe, it's also good because Maisa is not always, he doesn't always have the parish of Shigas Maisa. Most of the time he needs Helam Dava. Therefore, he does not have a din of Oshem Tali. So now, Ad Kan the Braisa. Now, what's the case of Shigas Maisa by Avodah Zarah? That's Mara's question. How is Shigas Maisa the Vayez Chavim Hechidami? How is it possible to have a mistake in a Maisa by Avodah Zarah. Hechidami. Ikusav a Beis HaKnesses, who, if he goes to this temple and he thinks it's a Beis HaKnesses, Vishtach Veloi, and he bows down there, Hare Libra L'Shamayim. It's Taken, not Avodah Zarah. It's Libra L'Shamayim. Rashi explains, when you bow down at a Beis HaKnesses, you're not being Vishtachavet to the Beis HaKnesses. You're being Vishtachavet to the cover that's there. And if you think it's the Shamayim, so you're Vishtachavet L'Shamayim. It's not called Avodah Zarah. El de Chazan and Darta, you saw like a statue, Vishtach Veloi, and you bowed out to it. Now, the statue turned out was really Avodah Zarah. He didn't know that, but it was really Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara asks like this, if you makabal it for Avodah Zarah, amazing, it was amazing. And Tapasamach Beis, if you were not makabal it, and you only did it because you thought it was a covered of Melech, you thought it was a statue of President Trump, you bowed down to it, yeah, you thought you'd Vishtach to the President, which is not a problem. Then Loi Klumu. So here, If you're not mechavim shem v'zchavim, it's nothing. It's not a v'zor at all. So what is the case of shigas ma'isa? So Mara says, olav mahava umayira. And Rashi says, what's shigas ma'isa mahava yira? Rashi says, the case was that he thought that it's mutter to worship a v'zor mahava umayira. He thought he was forced to do it. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to mekabel this Avodah Zarah, but he did it because he was forced to do it. He thought it was mutter. And on that was saying, it's called shigas ma'isa and you bring a carbon. So Abaye says it's klar that Yechayev for that. Because we're saying this is an example of Shigas Maisa, obviously Yechayev. So Abaye, it's a riot to me that Yechayev. That's Abaye's riot. But Rava Amalach, no such thing. Ahav V'yira is potter. So what's the case of Shigas Maisa? Rava Amalach, loy ba'ima mutter. He said it was mutter to do Avodah Zarah. That's what he said. It's mutter Avodah Zarah. There's no problem doing Avodah Zarah. Fakir Ba'ima mutter. So Merik Gemara, isn't that Helm Dava? Ba'im Mutter, Hainu Helm Dava. That's called making a mistake in Pesach. So Mar says, no. Ba'im Mutter Lagamri. Here he says, the whole Avodah Zarah is Mutter. Helm Dava means, Kia Miksas, Bittel Miksas. The Gemara says, Helm Dava means, a mistake in Pesach means, that he stands the Isser. Just part of it, he says, he makes the wrong Pesach. For example, he knows Chalev is Asr, and he says a certain type of Chalev from the thigh is Mutter. So there, that's called Helam Dava. Even though it's Oyim Mutter, but that's Helam Dava. It's Oyim Mutter, Helam Dava. But this Oyim Mutter is, he said the whole type of Chalev is Mutter. The whole of Avodah Zarah is Mutter. That is a case which is called, not Helam Dava, it's called Shigas Maisa. And there we have this Machloikas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, if Yechayev a carbon or not. That Rebbe says that Avodah Zarah is different than every carbon chatos of a Kohen Gadol and the Shigas Maisa is Chayev. Chachamim say, no, you need Helam Dava. Again, Helam Dava means, Kiyam mixes with the mix. Another means only part of the thing is saying it's mutter, not the whole entire halacha.